Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, here to help inspire and plan your family's next big adventure. Kiki's Big Adventures all started with the award-winning picture book series about Kiki, the globe-trotting calico kitty exploring the world's diverse people, places, and cultures. I'm Shannon, the author and creator of Kiki's Big Adventures. Moms and families love the books and have been asking for help planning their own adventures. So here we are. Adventure awaits. In this episode, travel mom Jacqueline takes us on her family's holiday season adventure in Austria and Germany. As president of Colette, the longest-running tour operator in North America, she also shares how they can help bring your travel adventure to life. Welcome to the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast, Jacqueline.
Thank you very much for having me.
I'm so excited to have you here for several reasons. I'm really looking forward to Jacqueline is actually the president of Colette Travel Agency, and I'm going to have her introduce herself. But boy, we're going to have a great conversation because we're going to talk not only about her family's latest adventure that she wanted to share. Then we're going to get into talking about her company and all they have to offer, which just traveling around on her website has me seriously dreaming of my next adventure. So Jacqueline, tell them a little bit about yourself.
I've been working for Colette for now 15 years, but it's really always been in my blood and my DNA. It's part of our family business, and my grandfather bought it back in 1962, and I'm the first woman owner in the business, and that's pretty exciting. I've got Yes. I have three kids, two boys that are nine and a daughter that's seven, and they love to travel. It's really something. I was born with my dad in the business, and it's fun to just share these adventures and be able to travel the world.
That is so cool. So why don't we talk a little bit about, I can only imagine some of the amazing adventures you guys have had as a family. What's the one you want to talk to us about today?
Well, I would say our favorites are like a more annual is, you know, New York City's during the holiday time. But this past December in 2019, we actually went kids' first trip to Europe. And we, Cool. Yeah, it was awesome. They loved it. They were so excited. I was a bit nervous about the overnight flight, but we managed to write that. So we were in Austria. So we were in Innsbruck and in Munich. So it was great. The kids had a blast. We all had a blast. It was myself, my family, my sister and her husband, two of their kids, my brother, wife, their daughter, and then my parents. And it was a fun time.
Oh my gosh. So what was the time frame that you went?
I think we got back on December 21st or 22nd. So it was sort of a little bit later into the month, which I had to make sure that all the holiday shopping and everything was done sort of in October, because November and December were really busy travel times for me just with business and different conferences and everything. It worked out well, though. It was great. I mean, the trip really was the best gift of all. It was so much fun. And just to see, like when you go into the Christmas markets and to see it through their eyes, it's unbelievable. And it was actually my first time doing the Christmas market. So it kind of made it extra special.
I've got chills. I'm so excited to talk about this because I love Germany for the Christmas markets. It is magical. And you also got to go and then get back in time for the holidays too. So, Wow, what a December you all had.
It was busy.
So tell me a little bit about your itinerary.
We landed in Munich and then drove to Innsbruck. So it was about a 2-hour drive. We were all by that time just passed out sleeping in the car. So we didn't see all the scenery at 6 a.m. in the morning, but got to the hotel. Thankfully, we were able to check in. It was a bit early, especially with three kids. It was a little bit helpful. And then just kind of refreshed and took little naps and then kind of got out and just had lunch and started to adventure into Innsbruck until the rest of my family arrived later in the day.
So tell us a little bit about Innsbruck. I've never been there.
Oh gosh, you have. I've got to send you pictures. The mountains, the backdrops that you have just don't even seem real. So, you know, just that alone, that beauty, that scenery, it's just so picturesque. I mean, it was sunny, great weather. We were sitting up on one of the mountaintops in an outside restaurant on one of the afternoons and higher up on the mountain, and it was sunny. So it was nice and warm, and just eating outside and having the beer, and the kids were trying everything. They loved the sausages in the markets. If we had different desserts or different snacks, they were really just diving into the culture. It wasn't like, oh, I want a cheeseburger. And try lots of different things because you want to experience different cultures, and you can do that through food, even if you're at home.
That's great. So do they have a Christmas market in Innsbruck?
Yep, they do, from late afternoon, early evening into probably like close around 9 o'clock. So we would go out every night and then we'd have dinner and go back out and walk through the markets, or have, you know, find a restaurant that were right in the markets. And then we would just leave there and stroll through. And the kids had a great time. My mom took them out at one point, and just so that they could buy us Christmas gifts from the markets, and we weren't there with them. They bought their teachers things from the markets. They loved it just as much as I would shopping. And the thing I think I love, just even when I travel anywhere, whether it's with my family or when I'm on my own, is I love, especially in Europe, like seeing the families out with their kids, and their lives are just so much more relaxed in a lot of ways. And, you know, they're out there in their culture, even sometimes 8:30, 9 o'clock at night on a Friday, Saturday. And so, you know, seeing that and being part of that and just enjoying it, it was fun. It was a lot of fun. There was a lot of hot chocolate that the kids drank.
A lot of hot chocolate. A lot of Glühwein for you,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes.
My favorite one is in Hamburg. They have an amazing Christmas market that we've been to a couple of times. Okay, so you were in Innsbruck for how many days?
We were there for 4 nights, which was actually really nice because we got to do touring. We had a local guide that did a walking tour with all of us on the first full day so that we could kind of,
get
our bearings. And, you know, the guides always know the little places and they can make the recommendations of what was good with the kids, taking them on different train rides, going up the mountains, getting different viewpoints of the city. So I thought that was great. So we did a lot of little things like that. Also took time to just relax and shop. And, you know, anytime I usually travel to Europe, that's where I buy a lot of my shoes because they're usually the most comfortable. Of course, I had my little time where my mom would be like, I'll take the kids, and I'll be like, I'll go shoe shopping or I'll go shopping. I mean, the fashion and everything in Europe is just always great.
Okay, so you all spent 4 nights in Innsbruck.
We did.
And then where'd you go?
So then from there, we went to Rothenburg, and we spent 2 nights in Rothenburg, and then we went to Munich for the final night, just for the overnight, and then we flew out the next day. So we took a little more of a picturesque route, so maybe added 45 minutes to our drive, but it was so worth it when you're going through the Austrian countryside. It's just beautiful.
So, wow, what a great trip. I'd love to talk about a little bit about what was the best part of the trip for you, you know, maybe the whole group, where everyone was like, oh, that was the greatest thing. And then maybe what you think, like the kids talked a lot about afterwards.
Best part of the trip for me, I really enjoyed Rothenburg. I would say that was probably, you know, and just being out and going into the markets in the afternoon and in the evening, just the Christmas stores in Rothenburg are, I mean, it's really what it's known for.
Right. Okay, so what was the best part of the trip for the whole group?
The charm of Rothenburg, everyone loved.
Okay.
I think having the 4 nights in Innsbruck was, because it's really 3 solid full days, I thought, you know, with kids of the age ranges that we had them, I think that's what everyone really enjoyed, because we really got to sort of have a lot more adventures and do different things in Innsbruck, but we weren't rushing to be somewhere all the time. And I think, you know, we had kids ranging from 5 through my boys, who are the oldest, which were 9, all different age ranges in between. But, you know, to not have to be on the go on a constant basis and trying to always go into every museum or into every church and cathedral, we were able to go at our own pace and just being able to have that free time. So there was enough family time in Innsbruck and everywhere that we were, but there was also enough free time for every family to kind of go off and do what they wanted and enjoy each area in their own way.
That's fantastic. So what would the kids say was their favorite part of the trip?
Probably all the dessert that they got to eat. That's normal. Their favorite part was probably the last day when we were in Munich and we went to the beer house and we all had beer, and then they all had their little jugs of apple juice that looked like beer. So they all thought they were, you know, oh, we're drinking our beer. They want to be in the culture. And I think that for them was probably a lot of fun. It was very lively and fun. Anything that we did that included a train, we did a day trip to Seefeld out of Innsbruck, and we did horse and carriage rides. All the kids loved that because they got to, you know, all take turns going and sitting with the person driving. So they were in the front seat, and that was just 45 minutes to an hour of just being in the sunshine, you know, cool with the blankets on us. But that's just another way to see that scenery. So that was probably another plus for the kids, definitely being on a horse and buggy.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Anything that you wish you had done or that you missed or something you want to do again?
Yeah, it was a nice week-long trip to kind of get the kids introduced to Europe. And I definitely want to go back. I would love to take them back and do London and Paris. Definitely would love to do Italy, France, and then obviously Switzerland and all of those countries again, probably at a different time of year because, you know, it was winter and it was beautiful and you go for the markets and that's one experience, but you can go back in the summertime and have a much different experience and they'll be a little bit older too. I feel that they're now at an age where they'd really appreciate and start to understand things much differently. I mean, you can take kids when they're younger, but I want them to remember it, to connect and be like, do you remember that time when we were at the Christmas markets and, you know, creating those memories as a family? And it's priceless. It really is.
So tell us a little bit about Colette.
Yeah. Like we mentioned earlier, we've been around 102 years. We were founded in 1918, doing jitney tours to Florida and then really just...
You're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
That was the first trip, 26 days on a jitney. With no real roads.
Oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
That's the start of it all. But
that's a hoot.
It is. Switzerland was actually the first European tour that he ever launched. And after that, it was just building upon that. And we have tours to all seven continents in the exotic destinations as well. So there's something different for everyone, right? And people want different things, whether they want to stay in one place or they want to, you know, kind of see as much as they can in a 10-day, 12-day stretch, whatever it may be. So we have our classic travel style, which is really the majority of tour products that we have, and that spans the globe. And that can be up to 44 passengers together traveling and starting in Rome and ending in Venice and, you know, all the way through the itineraries curated. And really along all of the travel styles, everything's curated. I mean, everything's vetted. We don't outsource to ground operators or anything like that because we need to own our brand. And when you start putting it through a third party to that, and then you lose the relationship with and expectations with our partners, the hotels, the restaurants, I mean, we need to make sure that we're vetting that ourselves. So that's just our model is philosophy. And I think it's important for the traveler. We have our spotlight travel styles. So those are the city stays. You know, you can go to New York, you can go to New Orleans, you can go to Nashville and have a London one and also in Paris. And they do so well. People love those. And that's actually been a real fast trending travel style for us because I think people just wanted that one place, unpack, not have to kind of be on the go. So that works for some people, or they just want to split it up. Pacing is really important when you look at stuff. You want to make sure that you don't get in at 5 o'clock at night, have a dinner, and you're out the next day and you didn't really get to see the place you were visiting. Explorations is a small group travel style of anywhere between 19 and 24. You might have up to 24 in European countries, but in a Vietnam or some of the more exotic destinations, 19 works. And the way we design a classic product and the way we design a small group explorations, it's similar in some aspects, but very different in others because the restaurant choices or the hotel choices I have with a smaller group allow me to get a lot more culturally connected. There is this stereotype or there can be this perception of guided travel, but the number one thing you hear is the friends that people have made. And we have testimonials and stories from travelers who met on tour, a couple from Nashville and a couple from San Francisco, whatever it may be. And they travel together on Colette tours now. And they are in, but they met on tour. To me, travel anyway, just as obviously, it's the best educator. But not just of where you're visiting. You get to meet people from Australia or Canada or other places in the US and you create those friendships. That's pretty special in and of itself because you happened to choose that trip to Italy on that date and then you have a friendship for life. That's pretty powerful.
That is great. And I love, like you said, you don't outsource to third party stuff, that it's all vetted by you, which I think is really, really cool. If someone can come to Colette, go to check out the website. I was kind of perusing your South Africa trip. But you can, you know, either just book on the site. Can you talk to somebody? How does going on a trip with you all work?
Obviously, there's information on the website, so you can always look there. But then obviously, I mean, this is not a $99 kind of purchase. This is if you're going to make the investment to travel far, you know, there's usually a lot of questions people have. Partnering with travel agents. So we are AAA MCV, but we also have other, you know, preferred travel partners out there and travel agencies that we work with. Being able to use that network if someone has, you know, an agent that they have been working with forever and that's who they want to go to. And then they would be able to call us directly and be able to ask any questions with their travel agent or on their own. And then we always will ask back to it, you know, who do you work with from a travel agent standpoint? We have customer care centers in Rhode Island, Nevada, Vancouver, Sydney. It's a follow the sun kind of strategy. So if you happen to be up at 2 a.m. and you have a question, someone's going to answer.
So in general, top couple of pieces of advice you would have on traveling or booking or any of your top tips?
My top tips. When traveling to destination, little tricks are, but I always buy my own ginormous bottle of water to take on the plane with me, especially for long flights, because I'm a big water drinker.
And me too.
Yes, and in pre-packing and trying to keep things small, be as minimal and strategic in what I really need. Recycle stuff. So I'm trying to pack less.
How'd you do that with the kids? How did that go on the Christmas trip?
I probably overpacked for the kids because I wasn't sure what they were going to need. But for myself, the reality is no matter what, you can buy anything usually wherever you're going. And it's wherever you're going, whether it's cold, warm, you're going to be able to get sunscreen if you forgot it. You're going to be able to get gloves if you lose them in the airport. I try to be mindful of that and trying to not be too stressed to have everything perfect. I mean, you do want to be organized, but don't sweat the little things and just have fun and an adventure. When traveling with the kids, I would say really just trying to be not so fixed on an itinerary and kind of just see where the day goes. You know, sometimes if you try to be too scheduled, you're stressing yourself out more than you're appreciating it. And I think that's what makes the adventure.
You've said a little bit about this as we've gone through, but why do you travel with the kids?
Kids are pure curiosity. Like adult curiosity it's great, but it's different. It comes with sort of some preset thoughts where with the kids, they don't have that. So their curiosity is really the pure curiosity and kind of the questions that they ask or the way that they look at the world. I think when you're a kid, everything just looks bigger than what it really is anyway. And I just think that that creates a huge impact. And I just think that it's a big world, but it's a small world. And we're so connected in how similar we are as human beings, no matter culture, religion, whatever it may be. Everyone has their own values and their own belief system. For me, teaching my kids other people's values and other people's belief systems and that they can be different and we can still all get along, to me, that's what I'm trying to instill in them.
That's fantastic. Love it.
Okay.
Okay. So the next trip you are dreaming about or planning?
South Africa is up there and Vietnam, I would say, too, are two places that I really, really want to visit.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. If people want to check out the company, where should they go?
Go to gocolette.com and everything, you know, will be there and, you know, kind of updating that site on a regular basis should have the most up-to-date content and information that hopefully they'd be looking for.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Fun to take a little respite and do some dreaming of the holidays and Christmas markets, you know, to one day us all going to South Africa.
Yes.
So thank you so much, Jacqueline, for joining us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Dankeschön. Thank you, Jacqueline, for joining us on the Kiki's Big Adventures Family Travel Podcast. There's an overview of the episode in the show notes. Head over to the podcast section of the Kiki's Big Adventures website for more specific details, places, and lots more travel planning tips. Look forward to traveling together on the next episode. Adventure awaits!